Brother Habbo, if you can take this nose drop at night, and at breakfast time and at sahur time, can you do that? طيب, do you feel the taste of the drops? Okay. Do you feel the taste of the drops on the in your throat? Does it come to your throat? أحيانا, sometimes. Brother Habbo, the ulama are with the opinion that the nose drop, it's not permitted for the fasting person, to put the nose drops in his nose if it reaches the throat. And they say that if it does reach, then it leads to iftar. So this is a medication, and if it does break and you need it for 6 times a day, then al-ahwat is to, the cautionary thing is, to break the fast. And to make it up after recovery. And if this is to continue as a medication, نعم, that's what يعني الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله, الشيخ محمد بن عثيمين, are with the opinion that it does cause the, if it reaches to the throat and the person feels its taste, as you said, then it leads to iftar and it's not permitted. That's why I told you, if you try, can take it during the night or at iftar or at sahur time, but you say that you have to take it 6 times. And the ruling with respect to people who are on medical prescriptions, if they have to take it, is then for them to make iftar and then make it up later if they recover. And if they don't recover, then they have to feed a person. Naam, okay. It's an illness. Therefore, it's an illness. In this case, it's a continuous and anticipated that you don't recover. Then in this case, the person feeds up for every day he breaks the fast. So in this case, if you have to break 29 or 30 days depending on the length of Ramadan, then you have to feed 29 or 30 people. Either you invite them at the beginning of Ramadan and give them the food for 30, or at the end of Ramadan, this is the general ruling with respect to this matter. And I, inshallah, will further consult with my Sheikh in Fiqh, inshallah, on this. To see if your case, to take it as 6 times during the day, is 100% considered as a continuous medication. So inshallah, get back to me tomorrow after my consultation inshallah. And Allah the Most High is the one we seek for help.